in Daniel chapter 3, but Job 37, and in verse number 14, here's what Job's friend Elihu said. He said, "Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." Hey, friend, look what God's done for you. You're breathing tonight. If you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. Couldn't go to hell if the devil tried to drag you there. Thank God for all His wondrous works that the Lord has done for us in these days. We got a lot to shout on this evening and a lot to give God glory for and to worship about this evening. I'm not in a funeral home, at least when I come in, I didn't think I was. I'm a wondering right about now where I'm at. I'm a looking for a corpse. I think I see about 50 of them this evening. Amen, amen. Daniel chapter 3, stand with me if you will. I'm going to be sweet this evening. I'm going to be sweet as sugar tonight, all right? Daniel chapter number 3, I know sometimes we come in and we're tired, but we ought not always come in being tired. Can I get a witness right there? Some of y'all ain't grunted. I've been here almost a year now. I ain't even heard you grunt yet. I'm a wondering, have you got a pulse? Amen. But I'm going to be sweet tonight. I'm not even going to say anything about it. Amen. Somebody help me now. Daniel chapter number 3. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. And we're glad you're here. And boy, I want to know more about my Lord this evening. When I leave here in just a little while, I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about Him and more about His Word and more about what my responsibility is in this great relationship that we have with God. And I believe the Lord will help us. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to laugh and you're going to think, no, He's lying to us again. But if you give me about 35 minutes, I'll be done tonight. But you got to listen that fast, okay? Amen. You got to listen that fast. Daniel chapter number 3. And you don't have to keep time. I'll keep the time, okay? And you just forget about even what time we're getting started. And Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1, the Bible said, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and a breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, and at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, and he should be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready, that at one time you hear the sound of cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Amen. Notice, who is that capital big G God? Who is that capital big G God? Who is that God, Nebuchadnezzar said, that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, our capital big G God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not. I believe this evening, the Christian life in 2014, you better learn how to have some will not about you in relationship to this world. He said that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now we want to continue our thought on worship tonight. And we've been just surveying the Word of God, different passages of Scripture, and what the Bible has to say about worship. We preach some very basic messages. Amen. Just digging in there and mining truth out. And this evening I want to preach maybe a little different sort of message tonight. Amen. Using this passage to preach on worship. And I tell you what, let me go ahead and give you my thought, and you can be seated this evening while I am. Go ahead and be seated. I want to preach out this passage of Scripture this evening on why I won't worship the world's gods. When we come to Daniel chapter number 3, we know in the context of this chapter, as we've read it tonight, we find the Babylonian worship of the image of Nebuchadnezzar. According to verse number 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king has made an image to himself, of himself, and he's called from this crowd in his kingdom that they would come and hear the music, and there his desire is for them to bow to his image and to worship him and to give him the glory that he thinks that he is deserving of. Now this chapter we know tonight is best known as the chapter about the three Hebrew boys and the fiery furnace. We didn't read that far tonight, but we're thankful for that story. I'm glad, amen, about these boys. They said, we ain't going to bow, and we don't believe we're going to burn, but if we do burn, just know this, that we're not going to bow to your image. And you know the rest of the story, how that Nebuchadnezzar heated the fiery furnace up. My friend, he heated it up, the Bible said, 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And my friend, them boys had to pass through the fire. And just like they said to the king, and just like they had confidence in their God, amen, they, my friend, walked through the fire, and the cords that had their hands bound, my friend, melted away, and they walked out on the other side without, my friend, even the smell of smoke on them. They wasn't one hair singed, and my friend, God walked with them in the fire. In fact, on Nebuchadnezzar, and I just preached here for a minute, I like what he said. He got looking in the fire, no doubt getting ready to turn to the masses and say, we've done away with them old fundamental boys. Amen, getting ready to brag about how he had destroyed them. I looked down in the fire, and he looked over to his men and servants there. He said, did we not cast 3 men in? He said, oh yeah, king, all 3 of them. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We threw them boys in. They wouldn't bow, and we've caused them to burn. And old Nebuchadnezzar said, yeah, boys, but there's one problem.
Amen. I see four men, and they've been loosed, and they're walking around, and the fourth one is led unto the Son of God. And what a story that is in God. I will walk with you and I even through the fire. Amen. I'm feeling some preaching coming on tonight. Amen. When we study this chapter tonight, really what it's all about is, and I understand the good significance there. I'm glad God will walk through the fire with me. And really this chapter is about the world's worship. It's how that the world worships tonight, and their desire to get you and to get me, amen, to bow down and to worship even their gods. You understand this tonight, that mankind was made to worship. Brother, there's something in a man, and he knows he's got to worship something. And we was made to worship God. My friend, if you don't worship God, this world will get you worshiping their gods. And my friend, it won't be long. Your life will be all messed up. Now this evening, amen, consider some things real quick by way of introduction and add, or I'll make another liar out of myself. Amen. Notice about this world's worship tonight in verse number 1. I see the conception of their worship. The Bible said Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. Amen. We find here the conception of their worship. The worship in this chapter is of the image of Nebuchadnezzar, a type of Satan, the old devil, the enemy of God's people, that he has designed to draw attention to himself. My friend, the image that Nebuchadnezzar raised there in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon and called that crowd to come together and to worship was none other than a golden image of Nebuchadnezzar himself. You remember in the previous chapter that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of another image, and Nebuchadnezzar was the head of that image, that head being that of gold. And now, my friend, we believe it to be some probably several years later, the king, my friend, is conquered and he's gone out and advanced his kingdom. He's swollen up in pride. And now what he wants to do is draw attention to himself as being that head of gold. And so, my friend, he gathers all these people around and conceived this idea, I'll get them to worship me. And I say tonight, that's exactly what the devils are trying to do. I am worldly worship tonight. Behind every idol, behind every Buddha statue, and behind, my friend, every Muslim that bows down and worships the moon tonight, behind every Indian, amen, with all their incense and burning, the devil, my friend, stands behind them, amen, in drawing attention to himself as the God of this world. And we preached on that some weeks ago on worshiping Satan in the temple of God. If you wasn't here, need to get a copy of that and understand that, my friend, when you don't worship God, you are in a sense worshiping the devil in worldly worship. And so the conception of their worship is being, my friend, conceived in the heart of a wicked king to draw attention to himself. Number 2, notice the crowd of their worship. The Bible said in verse number 2, amen, that Nebuchadnezzar sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to this dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. It makes statement of that again in verse number 3. And here's what I want to draw your attention tonight to in passing real quickly, that Nebuchadnezzar got everyone he could to fall down and to worship his image. He was after a big crowd. He was after the masses. Amen. He didn't care what province he was from. from. He didn't care what country you was from. He didn't care, my friend, what side of the tracks you was on. He didn't care how religious you were or were not. He wanted you to come and get involved in this worship in the plain of Dura and the province of Babylon. And I say that's exactly what the devil and the world is out to do tonight. Tonight, my friend, the world and the devil left. My friend, seeks to gain every man, woman, boy and girl and family, every church they can get. My friend, get involved in the worship. My friend, of a worldly system and the gods that are in this world. Amen. Can I remind you tonight that the world is not our friend? A world, my friend, listen, the child of God and the church, we're not on the same side. Amen. I told you I'd be sweet tonight. Can I preach here a minute? We're not to be in love with this world. The world, my friend, the God of this world, amen, hates you tonight as a born again, blood bought child of God. Amen. It's not our business to be adapting the world's way of worship. Amen. And they're doing all they can. Amen. To draw, amen, everybody they can into their worship and the gods of this world. Amen. I've got to hasten on. Verse 4, 5, and 6. Amen. Notice with me the command of their worship. Amen. The Bible said, then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. And the herald said, hey, we get ready to play some music here. And you're going, when you hear the music, amen, that's going to be your sign that you're going to bow down and worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar, this image of gold, this God of this world. Amen, you're going to bow down and fall down into the dirt and you're going to worship him in a worldly system. Amen, a lot of things we could say here tonight. Amen, we could talk about music. Amen, somebody said, well, music ain't that important. It is important. Amen, even in this worldly system, they understand, my friend, there's a certain kind of music, my friend, involved in worldly worship. Amen, can I say tonight, I highly doubt that Nebuchadnezzar was playing Amazing Grace. Amen, to have them fall down and worship in this worldly way in the God of this world. Amen, I highly doubt it was, amen, God help you, bluegrass. Amen, y'all know bluegrass music's going to be in glory, don't you? Amen. Oh, Habakkuk said, amen, on them stringed instruments, we going to praise God and rejoice. Amen. I believe that's God's music. And I know we up in the mountains and the hills. Amen. I imagine on Nebuchadnezzar, he probably had a disco ball. Amen. He probably had some long hair. Amen. Crawled out of a septic tank drummers over there in the corner. Amen. He probably had some little slink wheelie. Amen, smelly looking thing. Amen, up there on an electric guitar jamming out and a banging his head, I'm sure. And he had fog and lights. Amen, he had something, my friend, that would appeal to the flesh and go along with the image and the God that they was going to worship that day. And I say this evening, amen, that has no place in the heart and in the life of God's children tonight. And my friend, listen, amen, here's where I want to get to, man, this command. How did Nebuchadnezzar send the command down that they was to worship his image? I sent forth a herald. The Bible said that he had a herald, Brother Mank. You say, what is that, Brother Jeff? It means he had a promoter and he had a preacher, amen, to draw the attention of that crowd to promote worship in the image of Nebuchadnezzar. And I remind you tonight that the devil has his promoters and preachers of worldly worship, amen, on every billboard and on every stage tonight. I don't care if they're long-haired rock stars or cowboy hat-wearing country singers. Amen, he's got them in every avenue and every walk of life. He's got a movie star on every screen and he's trying, amen, to get you and I, amen, to worship the gods of this world. Yeah, man, you say you're against all that, you better believe I'm against all of it. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, Tom Cruise. Hey, amen. Britney Spears. Hey, amen. On and on and on. And hey, amen. Jonas Brothers. God help you. Amen. Bunch of faggy looking boys. Hey, you know what they are there? They are the preachers of Satan. Designed to promote worldly worship in this young generation. Amen. You might as well say amen. And God help you if you're a saved, blood-bought, born-again child of God parent. Amen. Letting your youngins put them gods up on the walls. Amen. Amen. Man, I said I was going to be sweet. I said I was going to be short and sweet. And I don't think I'm going to be either. Can I remind you? Amen. My boys, I'm not letting them around the devil's heralds with their ball caps flipped around backwards and their breeches hanging down to their knees. And friend, all that crowd is the preachers of the devil and are crying out for them to worship the God of this world. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. The day Sammy buys a country western CD and hides it in his bedroom is the day daddy's going to go ballistic. Don't you even think about it. Amen. You bunch of Elvis fans, you know what Elvis was? Elvis was a preacher of worldly worship. Amen. Well, that's the oldie goldies. No, it was wicked as hell. Amen. And preachers cried out against it them years ago. Amen. Everybody sat back and said, oh, what's the big deal, Liv? And now we got a generation coming on now, an older generation that my friend says, well, you know, at least what we listen to ain't as bad as what it was in this hour. Hey, look on up in here, Hoss. What you let go and you thought wasn't a big deal has got us in the mess we're in now. Amen. We got a generation. I said I was going to be sweet. Brother, we got a generation that knows very little about worshiping God and knows a lot about a worldly worship system. And Brother Dane, we need to get back and say, I will stop my ears of the heralds of the devil. I will not be involved in the worship of this world. Amen. If my youngins had posters on the wall, I'd go home tonight and rip them down in Jesus' name. I'd get them out in the yard, have a prayer meeting, and shout the whole time that bunch of garbage burned. Amen, that's right. The pornography industry, all they are is heralds of the worship of the gods of this world. The actors, the movie stars, the Hollywood say, on and on, Budweiser and Miller, amen, Lowlife, and the whole rest of the crowd, all they are is that crowd of the preachers of Satan that cries out, worship the gods of this world. Amen. Notice the complaints of their worship. According to verse number 7, Brother Tony, when the music began to play, then preachers got done. Amen. They struck up a beat, do 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 do, on the drums. Somebody hit a lick on the guitar, and son, it was a jamming out. Lights went to flash it, smoke started rolling in. And my friend, the Bible said that whole crowd fell down. And I say to them, my friend, we're living in a wicked world that is worshiping not just the gods, plural, of this world. Behind the gods of this world, they are giving allegiance and worship to none other than the devil himself. My friend, we'd be amazed even how many people that are even truly born again. There's a crowd in there that, Brother Tim, they're Jews. They know God. They know the Bible. They have a relationship with God. And when put under pressure, they bowed that day and gave in to a worldly system of worship. Except for three. These three old boys standing around, they see some old buddy that used to stand and used to worship God cave into the pressure. No, Shadrach said, I don't care what he does, I ain't abiding. old Nebuchadnezzar, amen, looks out across there. Them boys are standing up, and word gets back to him, said, hey, everybody has complained with the worship of your system and your image. Your God that you have raised up, they have bowed, and they're involved in worshiping him. Except for three. He said, who are they? Imagine that's what he said. That'd be a good question, because he had to call them. He had to know who he's getting ready to call later on. And they said, well, King, you kind of know these boys. It's that old trouble-making Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible said down there, said that he got enraged at them. You know why? Because he knew them boys wasn't going to bow. I imagine he got all upset on the inside and rolled his eyes and said, yeah, that's that fundamental crowd. I knew they wasn't going to go along with our rock and roll music down here and this image we set up. I knew they wasn't going to go along with this bunch of wicked mess. I knew they wasn't going to bow. Amen. Can I say this world ought to know that we will not bow? Amen. In a day and an age, can I preach for a minute? Amen. And I've been on these limp-wristed noodle bag preachers. Amen. Bunch of permy hair, limp-wristed. Won't stand for nothing. Won't get mad at sin. Won't preach the Bible. They're leading liberal churches in a way where they're complying to a worldly system of worship. Amen. Can I say we're not bringing in no mosh pits? Amen. I just feel like I need to say that again. We ain't bringing in no mosh pits. Amen. We ain't having no dance hall over here in the side room. Y'all might as well say amen right there. Amen. As far as I'm concerned tonight, amen, we're going to keep the mini skirts out the choir. Amen. We're going to keep breeches off the women out of the choir. Amen. You might as well say amen. And listen, you can't beat what we've heard tonight. Amen. I know we don't hit every note. Amen. We don't sound like a bunch of mockingbirds. Amen. But I'd rather sound like we sounded tonight. Amen. Than to give this old fleshly, liberal, worldly, appealing crowd. Amen. To come in and to, quote, lead us in worship. I had somebody call me at my first church. They said, y'all got worship leaders. I said, all we got's a pastor and the Holy Ghost. That's all we got. That's all we need. Amen. We ain't letting no overweight woman in her britches up. Amen. A swaying around trying to lead all this. Amen. In worship, are you listening to me? What that is a worldly system of worship. Amen. Get a bunch of raghead looking. Amen. Teenagers up on there don't even know how to brush their teeth and their hair and call them worship leaders. You know what that is? That's flesh. Amen. Well, I said I was going to be sweet. How am I doing? Amen. I'm telling you, there's a compliance in our day with a worldly, fleshly appeal of worship that worships the gods. The gods of this world, the devil being behind them, are eating it up in a lot of churches in Newport, Tennessee today. There's a crowd that's give in and bowed down and complied and compromised with the worship system of this world. Everybody okay? Thank God those three boys said, I ain't bowing. I don't care if they all bow, I ain't a bowing. Amen. And old Meshach said, Shadrach, if you ain't a bowing, I ain't a bowing. And old Abednego said, why, if Shadrach and Meshach ain't a going to bow, ain't nothing on the inside of me wants to bow. I ain't a bowing either. Amen. Woo! And the king said, go get them boys and bring them in front of me. We're going to have a conversation. You know what the conversation was about? The conversation's about, why won't you bow? You're being too much of a fanatic, Dean. You're just taking things too far. You're getting too worked up about nothing. In fact, you're the minority and that's the majority and everybody else is bound. Why can't you just be like everybody else? They said, too bad, so sad, King. We ain't bowing. We don't care what you think. We don't care what they think. We don't care what's out there as a fiery furnace. In fact, amen, you want to know who our God is, who is the God that's going to deliver us out of your hand. They said, we want you to know that we've got faith in Him. We're not going to bow. We're not getting snared up in this bunch of compromise and worship of your God. We're not going to do it. Our God is able to deliver us out of the fire and out of your hand. My question is, why wouldn't they bow? Now, this ain't all original with me, and it's rare that I'd ever preach maybe an outline that maybe I've heard somewhere else. And so, amen, when I do, I'll be honest with you. I've got this, amen, from somewhere else. Now, amen, the truth is, man, but I want to show you tonight why I think that they wouldn't bow. And let me say, before I even get into what I want to deal with tonight, if all we had was the command, thou shalt not worship no other gods, that'd be reason enough. Amen. Why won't you bow? Because He told me not to. Amen. Can I say, that would just settle a whole bunch of stuff if we just make up our mind. I'm not going to worship any other god because He told me not to. He said don't, so I ain't. You'd be amazed how many people know they ought not be bowing, and they're bowing anyway. Amen. They know God said don't do it, and they're still doing it. Amen. But if you'd ever let it sink in and make up your mind, I ain't, because He said don't. Amen. Then it wouldn't matter what anybody else thought about it. What matters is what He think about it. Amen. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling some more preaching coming on. Y'all better smile. I'm trying to be sweet. I'm holding back. Amen. Brother Sam, why wouldn't they bow? Well, I imagine the king calls up and back in verse number one there, Brother A.L., them boys kind of show up. And according to verse number three, they was all led there to that scene of verse number one. And they was brought to this dedication of the image. And the Bible said that they had to stand in front of that image. There's a time that they're just looking at it. There ain't been no herald cry out to bow down and worship. There ain't been a lick hit on the drums. And they're just looking, and they know what's getting ready to come. Maybe Meshach and Abednego looked at Shadrach and said, you gonna bow? Shadrach said, I ain't gonna bow. God said, don't bow. I ain't bowing. I don't know what you boys are doing. I hope you don't bow, but if you do, I ain't a bowing. No, Meshach said, Shadrach, why won't you bow down and worship the gods of this world? And he looked at that old image and he said, that's an image of gold, boys. I can't worship that. I will not worship that because it's the wrong sort. It can be melted. Amen. It's not an image, my friend, of something, Brother Tony, that does real well when the heat gets turned up and you got to go through the fire. It's an image of gold. Shadrach, my friend, he's lived long enough. He knows there's times the heat gets turned up. He knows there's times, and he's getting ready to really learn it, that you got to go through the fire. And he's looking, my friend, at the image and the gods of this world. And he turns and he looks up into heaven and he considers everything that he knows about God. And he said, I'll tell you why I won't bow. I'm not going to wash in the god of this world, Dad, because that image is the wrong sort. It's been made out of gold, and when the heat turns up in lead, he's going to melt away. I say, I'm not going to worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar and the gods of this world because they're the wrong sort. I need a God that when Satan turns the heat up and you cause to walk the fire and you cause to go through the trouble, Dad, I want to know I've got a God that is able to meet with me in the fire. Amen. Is that not what they learned when this story's all done? Amen. Can you imagine it? Having gone through it, Brother Jordan gone through the fire with Nebuchadnezzar's God. They set him a study of it. And likely it was a wooden image that had been overlaid with gold. My friend, the gold would have melted and the wood would have burned it. And old Shadrach would have burned with it. And I say, I've been through enough to know that God will be there. Amen. No matter how much the heat gets turned up. And Brother Ronnie, he's been faithful. And God, there's been times that I didn't think I could make it. But I had a God that could make it and get me through the fire. Oh, Shadrach said, I ain't a bind. Y'all do what you want to do. I ain't a bind because he's the wrong sort. He'll melt when I go through the fire. And old Shadrach, the music played, and he said, y'all can bow if you want to, boys, but it's coming a day you're going to go through a fire. You're worried about this little fiery furnace, but there's coming a day you're going to go through some fire, fellas, and the gods you're bowing down to, he's the wrong sort. Psalm 115, David got them old idolaters stirred up, and they got saying, hey, David, and they got mocking him and laughing him, saying, where is your God? Amen. There they were, they had their little gods of gold and silver and stump and wood and stone all up in their hands. Old David looked back at them, he said, hey, my God's where he's always been. He's in heaven doing just as he pleases. He said, y'all laughing at me because I got a God I can't see. But he's been there with me every step of the way. He said, I'd rather have a God that's alive and the red sword and to have a God that has ears and can't hear and eyes but can't see and hands but can't handle that. You know what David was saying? He said, I've got a God that's made of the right stuff. Y'all know what I mean. I'm not being disrespectful, and I'm glad that my friend, when the heat gets turned up, I've got a God that knows how to make it through the fire. Shadrach said, what about you, Meshach? I seen you've been leaning a lot lately. You gonna bow? Meshach said, yeah, I know I've been leaning, but I'm getting right with God. Done got back in my Bible reading. Me and God's been a-praying. I've been getting right, and I'm glad I have. Amen. I have been leaning. I've been just kind of leaning, torn a little bit. But I ain't going to bow. I done made up my mind. No, Bendigo said, well, Shadrach said he ain't going to bow because it's the wrong sort. This God can be melted. He said, what about you, Meshach? Why ain't you going to bow? He said, I'll tell you why. Because he's the wrong size. He can be measured. Bible said the image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar... I'm about to run. Brother Chris said it was 3 score cubits high and 6 cubits wide. This image, listen, see if you can bear this out in your mind. This image that Nebuchadnezzar had made of himself as a god of this world for these to bow down and worship was 9 foot wide. By 9 foot wide, by 90 feet tall. That's a pretty big image. Amen. I imagine maybe somebody walked by and heard this conversation that we're using to illustrate the message and say, what do you mean he's the wrong size? He can be measured. He said, can't you see how big this God is? And old Meshach say, yeah, he's pretty big, but he ain't big enough. I ain't gonna bow, cause as big as he is, I can lay out my elbow to my fingertip 60 times and I can measure him. The God of glory, a God that saved me and has been with me. Amen. He is unlimitless, unmeasurable. He owns the seas of the world in the palm of his hand. And I'm not bowing to that God. He's the wrong size. And I say tonight, we serve a mighty big God. Amen. tell you, you can have the gods of this world, all the heroes of this world, ain't near big enough to measure to the God of glory. They said years ago when the Beatles come out, they said the Beatles would be bigger than Jesus. My friend, there's lands today. They've never heard of what was his name? Lennon, John Lennon. Amen. Don't shake your head too much there, brother. We'll, amen. Know what you was. Amen. And my friend, there's lands. They'll never know who the Beatles were. Thank God there's lands today and people that know there's a God in glory. There's a God in heaven and earth. I tell you, I won't bow down to the rock stars and their altars. And the gods in this world, they or a wrong says they can be measured. The God I serve said, I own it all. I made it all. I own it all. My old granddaddy, man, he was an old exhorting preacher, camp meeting style preacher. Some of y'all worried about me passing out. You wouldn't have liked. My granddaddy, he'd jump pews and, amen, split them and run aisles and run the top several. I remember my old granddaddy getting up and he said it one time. I heard him say it 100 times. As a boy growing up, he said, I'm glad that my God owns this world, and he owns the hills, and he owns the cattle on the hills, and he owns the taters under the hills. Amen. I'm telling you today that we have a God that is big enough, and he owns everything. You can't measure him. How are you going to measure somebody that holds it all? Right there. The one that old Job said, he just kind of flung the stars out. Woo! Hallelujah. How are you going to measure somebody like that? Why in the world would you exchange, amen, your worship of a God like that? Or the gods that are being promoted in 2014? Amen. Listen, I'm telling you that the God of glory and the God of the Bible is a God that cannot be measured. Meshach said, I ain't a bowing. I ain't a worshiping. He's the wrong size. He can be measured. How am I doing on time, Gerald? Gerald said it ain't been but 15 minutes. Let me say this. Old Shadrach Meshach said, I ain't abiding. And Abednego, Brother A.L. said, y'all ain't bound, I ain't abiding. I've been thinking about this image and thinking about our God. And I'm going to tell y'all why I ain't abiding. Because old Nebuchadnezzar set him up. He said, I ain't a bowing down, I ain't a worshiping this God because he's the wrong setup. He can be moved. Amen. But Tim, if he can be set up, he can be tore down. Amen. If you can move him into the plain of Dura in the middle of the night, who's to keep the enemy from coming in and moving him to another undisclosed location? And oh, praise God, whoever that is knows I'm in church. Amen. Oh, Abednego said, I tell you what, I ain't a bind because he's the wrong setup. He can be moved. I ain't a bind down to it because if I commit to him and serve him and worship him and give him my all, who's to say that he's not going to be torn down tomorrow? And when I need a God in the midst of a battle, I need to know that I've got a God that had been propped up by a man and can be moved in my time of need. And I say I ain't a bowing tonight to the gods of this world. They're the wrong setup. They're the wrong kind. Brother Jordan, they're the ones that this evening are moved. And my friend, there's been a lot of gods that men, Brother Mark, have worshipped and served and give their lives and their families to, and in the deepest, darkest times of need have not been there. They've been moved away. They've been gone. Oh, Abednego said, I think I'll just not bow today. And I remind you tonight, I really am trying to exhort you this evening. We got a God. Here's what He said. He said, I am the Lord, and beside me. You say, what's that mean? Stand up here, Dean. He said, and beside me. He said, this is beside me. Dean is beside me. He said, God said, Joe, I am the Lord. And beside me, that is at my right hand, at my left hand, in front of me or behind me, he said, there is none other. Amen. I'm the Lord. Can I say he is the Lord? We don't need to debate it tonight. All these preachers running around. Amen. He's Lord. He ain't Lord. When is he Lord? Hey, he's always been Lord. He always will be Lord. It ain't up for debate. It ain't up for a vote tonight. He is the Lord, and beside him there is none other. Here's what else he said. He said, I am God, and there is none like me. You know what he's saying? Ain't nobody like me. Go find any old God out there in this world you want to find. They can't even stand beside him. And at the end of the day, they ain't a one that even compares to him. All of them's the wrong sort, size, and set up. All of them can be melted and moved and measured. But our God, he is the Lord. And Brother Dean, he changes not. I'm glad tonight I know the God of glory. And my worship is not to be given to another. He said, I'm the Lord. He said, and me only shalt thou serve. Me only shalt thou worship. He said, my name is jealous. Brother Tony, every time we give in the worldly system of worship, what we're saying is we think that God is the wrong sort. God is the wrong size. God is the wrong setup. My friend, how it must break his heart to know how his children are getting involved in the worship of a worldly system of the gods of this world. Amen. Can I say tonight, I ain't going to bow. I've made up my mind. I'm looking for church members tonight that will make up their mind. You know what I'm glad about in this story? Shadrach didn't have to stand alone. Amen. Now they wasn't a lot standing, Brother Will, but they was two others stood by him and said, well, if you ain't bound, we ain't bound. He said, man, I'm glad y'all ain't bound. Now if y'all would bow, I'm still not bound, but I'm glad I got somebody stand with me. Can I say you ought to stand with your pastor tonight? Amen. You ought to stand with the blood-bought crowd tonight. And make up your mind, I'm not going to bow. Winds of compromise are blowing on every hand. Brother Chris says church is giving in everywhere. Amen. Their little bouncy ball singing across the screen. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with an old hymn book. Amen. We got a little chorus sheet. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But there ain't nothing wrong with that old hymn book. This crowd and system we've got today, they say, well, let's take that King James and we'll replace it with something else. You know what they're doing? They're adapting to a worldly system of worship. Amen. Bring the little mop head quartets in and be entertained. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry. I just ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't going to do it. I ain't done it this far and I ain't going to do it. No, amen. Anytime soon. Why? Because I'm not going to bow. My worship belongs to Him. And if it worked for Granddaddy, man, I wish y'all could have met my Granddaddy, Brother A.L. All them years he had that old time worship. All he ever knew, sis, is just worshiping God. Amen. And it worked for Granddad. He died. He died in the glory. He died having not bowed. Old Lige Ledbetter didn't bow. And he died in the glory. Brother Tony, if it worked for him, Granddaddy didn't bow. An old grandson ain't going to bow. By the good grace of God, going to stay in the old time way, worshiping the Lord all the way home. Amen. Would you stand with me? I don't even know how to give invitation on this sermon, but
Maybe this evening you've been a wobbling a little bit. Maybe you need to come tonight. Get on this altar and just thank God for being your God. Get on this altar and say, Lord, I want to thank you for how you proved yourself faithful and real. Being right short and getting me through the fires of life. Being big enough to handle all the problems that come my way. Maybe you just need to come tonight and say, Lord, I'm glad I'm not propping you up. I'm glad you're propping me up. Father, tonight I pray you'd help us. Lord, we're so thankful tonight for you. Thankful for God. Thankful that we know the Lord. We're thankful tonight for the Word of God and the church you've given us. God, I know, Lord, we're probably not a lot of what we ought to be. But Lord, we've not given in to the liberal winds of compromise and worldly system of worship. God, we want to ask for your help tonight. God, as the pastor of this church, I want to ask you, Lord, Paul requested the people to pray for him that he'd have boldness. So Lord, I want to pray and ask you tonight that you'd give us, Lord, not arrogance, but just biblical boldness. Lord, to stand, Lord, as a pastor and a man of God in these days, and Lord, from a church, give them boldness. God, not to give in to what many are giving in to in this day and this hour. God, we need your help. God, we're so glad we're on your side. God, we know the last chapter. We know those that, Lord, are on your side. Lord, we're the winners. God, there'll be a lot of fires we got to pass through because of the stand that you put in our heart. God, I pray we'd be faithful to the end. Lord, we want to finish well. Help us to do that. Thank you again for being God. Lord, we're so glad tonight there's nobody like you. Help us, Lord, this evening, we pray in Jesus' name. They several that have come tonight.